KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. Well, let's check high school golf yesterday. Nishna Hills Golf Club here in Atlantic hosting the Western Iowa Conference Golf Championships. In girls action, it was Griswold winning the team title. Griswold shooting a 390 total. That was easily better than Tri-Center's 429. Riverside was third with 433. IKM Manning at 434 was fourth. Missouri Valley 435 for fifth place. Underwood, Audubon, Logan Magnolia, Trainer, and AHSTW round out the 10 teams in the field. Individually, Matea Peters of Griswold was the champion. She won medalist on shooting the low round of 89. Kayla Chapman of Trainer was the runner-up with 91. Madison Lease of Missouri Valley had 91 for third. Rachel Teton of Underwood was fourth with a 94, while Ronnie Hook of Griswold shot 96, good for fifth place. The rest of the top 10, Jasmine Turner of Audubon at 96, Bree Carlisle of Griswold at 97, Bailey Schechinger of IKM Manning shot 97 for eighth. Madison Brown of Missouri Valley had a 101 for ninth place, and Lexi Knopp of AHSTW was 10th, shooting a 102 total. Also yesterday in that meet, it was Logan Magnolia winning the boys' team title as they shot a 342 total. That was good for first place. Over Trainer shot 346. Missouri Valley with a 352 was third. Tri-Center fourth at 353. IKM Manning with 355 was fifth. Underwood, Audubon, Griswold, Riverside, and AHSTW the rest of the field. Kyler Rasmussen of IKM Manning was the individual medalist, shooting the low round of 80 yesterday. Nick Tennis is good at golf. He's from Missouri Valley. He shot 81 yesterday for second. Joel Richardson of Logan Magnolia with an 82 was third. Jack Stogdill of Trainer shot 82 for fourth. And Joey Kahns of Trainer, 82 for fifth place. Also in the top 10, Kobe Fink of Underwood, 83 for sixth. Seventh was Trevor Carlson of Tri-Center with an 83. Eighth place, Nick Hiller of Logan Magnolia with an 84. Tanner Stevens of Logan Magnolia was ninth, shooting an 84. And Logan Pelzer of Griswold shot 85. That was good for a 10th place finish in that meet yesterday. Also in the Corner Conference tournament, on the girls' side, Southwest Valley wins the team title with a 462. East Mills at 464 was second, and Heartland Christian also participating. Zoe Moores of Southwest Iowa shot the low round of 100, while Cassidy Hobby of Southwest Iowa shot a 108 for runner-up honors. Also in girls' golf, Tri-Center beat Logan Magnolia 197 to 227 as Ashlyn Eckrich of Tri-Center shot the low round of 46. Callie Ekman was 47 for Tri-Center and was runner-up. On the boys' side, at Corner Conference Tournament, it was Southwest Iowa 350 for the title, East Mills a 451 for second, and Heartland Christian also participating. Bryson Duncan of Southwest Iowa shot the low round of 79, while his teammate Zane Osborne shot an 80 yesterday. Also in boys' golf, Heartland won a three-team meet, shooting a 165 total, while Shenandoah with a 199 was second, and Red Oak at 209 was third. Blake Goshorn of Heartland shot the low round of 40 for medalist honors. Jared Moser of Heartland also shot 40. He was runner-up. Trainer defeated IKM Manning by four strokes, 171 to 175. Kyler Rasmussen of IKM Manning with a 37 was medalist, and Joey Kahns of Trainer shot 38 for runner-up. Also, Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 168 to 169. Nick Hiller of Logan Magnolia with a 37 was medalist, and Zach Matthews of Tri-Center with a 39 was the runner-up. In high school girls tennis yesterday, Atlantic defeated Southwest Valley by a final of 6-3. St. Albert beat Clarinda 5-4. Glenwood over Thomas Jefferson 9-0. Denison beat Kemper Catholic 6-3. And Boone over Creston 10-1. In high school soccer yesterday, in girls action, it was AHSTW over Harlan 2-0. Lewis Central a 5-0 shutout over Glenwood. And Riverside blank Logan Magnolia 4-0. In boys soccer, AHSTW 4-1 over Clarinda Academy. It was Harlan over Carroll 4-0. Kemper Catholic edging Creston 3-2. Lewis Central 10-0 over Riverside. St. Albert beat Thomas Jefferson 1-0. And Nevada over Greene County 7-3. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Jake Odorizzi pitched five strong innings, and Eduardo Escobar had a two-run homer as the Minnesota Twins won their season-high fifth straight game with a 7-1 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. That win caps a two-game series sweep for the Twins, who have won 14 of their last 17 games against National League teams. Also in interleague play yesterday, Atlanta beat Tampa Bay 1-0, Milwaukee over Cleveland 3-2, Pittsburgh 10-6 over the White Sox, Colorado beat the LA Angels 4-2. In the American League, Dylan Bundy yielded four homers and left without getting an out, part of a 10-run first inning that propelled the Kansas City Royals past the hapless Baltimore Orioles 15-7 yesterday. Bundy was lifted after allowing five hits and two walks to the only seven batters that he faced. That was more than enough damage to send the Orioles to their season-high seventh straight defeat and 19th in 22 games. John Jay started the onslaught with a leadoff single before Jorge Soler, Mike Moustakas, and Salvador Perez homered in succession. Two walks and a homer by Alex Gordon followed, and that ended Bundy's night after just 28 pitches. It also marked the first time in the current era that a pitcher gave up four home runs during an outing when he didn't retire a batter. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, James Paxton threw a no-hitter as Seattle beat Toronto 5-0. The Yankees over Boston 3-2. Detroit beat Texas 7-4. Houston over Oakland 4-2. In the National League, Cincinnati beat the New York Mets 7-2. Philadelphia over San Francisco 4-2. Chicago Cubs beat Miami 4-3. Arizona down the LA Dodgers in 12 innings 8-5. And Washington beat San Diego 4-0. In other baseball news, Toronto Blue Jays closer Roberto Osuna has been charged with assault. Toronto police declined to say whether it was a domestic assault, saying only that the charge is for one count of assault. The 23-year-old reliever is scheduled to appear in court June 18th. A new home for the Dark Knight is the New York Mets traded former ace Matt Harvey to the Cincinnati Reds for catcher Devin Mesoraco. That's a swap of former All-Stars with careers sidetracked by injuries. New York designated the 29-year-old Harvey for assignment last Saturday, giving them 7 days to trade or release him. Giants pitcher Johnny Cueto will miss 6 to 8 weeks after he was diagnosed with a strained right elbow, but for now he's avoided season-ending Tommy John surgery. The 32-year-old right-hander was examined by Dr. James Andrews in Florida. Cueto will rest and then rehab. The Cubs put struggling right-hander Yu Darvish on the 10-day disabled list with the flu. That move was made retroactive to Friday. The 31-year-old Darvish is 0-3 with a 6 ERA in his first season with Chicago after finalizing a $126 million six-year contract in February. White Sox say reliever Danny Farquhar seemed like his usual joking self. Farquhar visited the team at Guaranteed Rate Field for the first time since he collapsed in the dugout with a brain hemorrhage during a game in Chicago last month. The 31-year-old Farquhar spent about an hour at the ballpark before Chicago hosted Pittsburgh. Farquhar's brain hemorrhage was caused by a ruptured aneurysm on April 20th after he pitched against Houston. He was released from the hospital on Monday. The New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox will face each other in two regular season games at the Olympic Stadium in London next year. Boston will be the home team for both of MLB's first games in Europe on June 29th and 30th of 2019. The stadium will have a capacity of 55,000 in a baseball configuration. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes have grabbed their first wide receiver of the 2019 recruiting class. A three-star wide receiver, Desmond Hudson from Missouri, announced he's committed to the Hawkeyes. He made his announcement on Twitter last night. Hudson is ranked as the number 25 recruit in Missouri and the 125th wide receiver in the country, according to 24/7 Sports. Rivals has him as the 20th best player in that state. He's a 6'4", 190-pound prospect from Raytown Senior High School. Hudson had other interests from Bowling Green, Iowa State, Kansas State, and Minnesota. In basketball, Chris Paul scored a playoff career-high 41 points with 8 three-pointers, and the Houston Rockets beat the Utah Jazz 112-102 in Game 5 to advance to the Western Conference Finals as they closed out that series. Stephen Curry is back doing everything with fire, flair, and without fear after impatiently spending almost a month and a half on the sidelines, as Curry played his most minutes since missing nearly 6 weeks with a knee injury, finishing with 28 points and helping the Golden State Warriors advance to the Western Conference Finals for the fourth straight year as they dismantled the New Orleans Pelicans 113-104 in Game 5 last night to move on. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.